Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Ooh. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR 96.3, 96.3 HD2, Sirius XM Channel 141, and 98.3 FM. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher, and this is the Insight Segment. Well, the housing market is hot right now for sellers. Demand is high. Buyers, of course, are looking for the best deals, but they also need to be aware and educated about those deals. As some, especially for first-time mortgage programs that are out there, they require that you pay attention to the details. June, it is Home Ownership Month, and tonight we focus on just that, home ownership. Joining us tonight for this conversation is financial advisor extraordinaire, Muriel Garr. Muriel, always just a pleasure to have you with us.
You know, I love my WHUR family, and it's always great to spend some time with you.
Muriel, let's talk about, there's a new program out there, right? No money down, get you in a home, get a mortgage. It's out there now. I think it's sort of backed by the owner of the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury, WNBA and NBA teams, but he's a billionaire. But we've seen these no money down mortgages, especially on the, I think it's one or two mortgages. Let's talk about these deals for first-time homeowners. They're going to see these and they're going to go, wait a minute, that's just what I need. I don't have a lot of money to put down and I can get into a home. Let me go for it. How should people approach these types of mortgages?
Well, first of all, I think we should applaud those who have the means that actually want to play in this market and create an opportunity for those who are first-time homeowners or those that have limited resources to enter into the market. So first and foremost, let's applaud them. But also, we always should be mindful that no one is giving away money. So if you don't have what we call a nickel and a dime, there's something down the road that could create a little area of concern. So exactly what am I talking about? These programs, this particular program allows an individual to go into the home ownership market with no cash out of pocket or very minimal cash out of pocket. And why is that important? That's important because interest rates are now at an all-time high. To be able to qualify for a mortgage, you've got to have a debt-to-income ratio. In other words, how much you owe out versus how much income you have coming in to be able to qualify for that mortgage. And then every mortgage, for the most part, is going to require that you have some skin in the game. You've got to have a down payment of some sort. This program allows you to actually have what's called a second for up to 3%. And that 3% is going to cover what you would traditionally bring out of pocket to go into the home ownership deal. And on the surface, it actually does look very good. And for individuals that are disciplined and that, you know, understand this whole, what I call the theory of using other people's money versus using your money, it'll work. But for those people that don't have that discipline, and all of us have the desire, but we don't really have the discipline to save money. And we're looking at this as, you know, the knight in shining armor that's going to come through and rescue us. It could be problematic. So why, Muriel, are you saying it's going to be problematic? So this second is not going to have interest accrued to it. But when you decide that you're going to refinance or sell this property, this second is going to become due. Okay, so Muriel, I'm not paying, it's not accruing any interest, it's allowing me to get into the house. So why are you like being the Debbie Downer on this? Because we're in a market where it is still very much a seller's market. And why is it a seller's market? It's a seller's market because we don't have the number of housing units on the market to meet the demand. So business 101, supply and demand impacts cost. And so We've got more people needing a place to stay or looking for a place to stay and looking for a purchase, looking to purchase a home. We don't have the volume of home for sale units on the market. And so that causes costs to go up. I'm sure you've seen some properties either in a neighborhood that you're familiar with, that you've drove around in some communities, and you've seen what they're listing some of these properties for. And you're thinking back like 5 years ago, you're like, nobody in their right mind would pay that amount for that property. That's because there's an issue with supply. Ironically, I believe that history repeats itself. And so if you look back in the 2000s, early 2000s, we had a similar situation. But then what happened in 2007 and 2008? The bubble burst. People who went in thinking that they were going to get an appreciated value on their homes saw their home values plummet. They couldn't refinance them. They couldn't sell them. And they were sorry out of luck. Some people knew how to hustle work. Some people just walked away. Other people tried to figure out how they were going to make it work, particularly for people like me, Black and brown people, who have not, you know, who come through the ranks of low income and all of the heartaches. And, you know, those options weren't necessarily available. And so you get stuck with a property that you paid more for than the market says that it's worth, and now what? That's the caveat there on this No Money Down program. And it is not like that 3% that they're providing for you in a second is forgivable. It's not. And so if you don't understand that and you walk into that scenario and the market goes the different way, and you're not willing to sit in that house for 20 or 30 years and hopefully it's going to come right side up versus upside down, you're not going to enjoy this whole thing called the home ownership dream. It's going to be a financial nightmare.
And so, Muriel, to try to mitigate those kinds of mistakes, is it about reading the fine print? I mean, that might be a rhetorical question, but it also may mean I could read the fine print and I might not even know what I'm reading. So does that mean I've got to find a Muriel Garr to say, hey, Muriel, can you help me understand this? You know, how should folks then approach that when they see it coming?
Well, the first thing that is particularly in this program is for first-time home buyers.
Right.
And so if you're a first-time home buyer, the first thing I suggest that you do is research the home ownership training programs in your communities. So in the DMV, DC, Maryland, and Virginia market, we have first-time home buyer programs that are offered by like the Greater Washington Urban League that serves the DC market, Prince George's County Department of Housing and Community Development, Prince William County Department of Housing and Community Development. We have numerous nonprofits throughout the DMV that offer first-time home buyer programs. Some people feel like, well, that's a waste of my time. I really don't need to do that. I submit to you that it is the best 8, 10, 20, 40 hours that you could spend because those individuals know what's going on in the market. They also understand the contracts and the deals and how those deals need to actually be packaged. In addition, if you meet certain income categories, those organizations also have access to other down payment assistance money that you could either possibly layer on top of this no money down, or you can find that it is better suited for you than this no money down program because some of the money that these nonprofits have is actually forgivable dollars. So if you're looking at how you're going to manage somebody else's money versus your own to get into home ownership, and the other thing that we've always said, and we used to say when Renee and I were hosting Beyond the Bling, the last thing you want to do is move into a house, have a house and no money for furniture, and you can't afford to turn on the heat or the air conditioning. So having that conversation, going and doing these first-time home buyer classes, it's time well spent. They will also help you when it comes to competing in a market where everything is bidding up, because, you know, once you get in it and you get excited, you know, oh my gosh, I walked into this house and it's beautiful and I've been renting all my life and all of my friends are homeowners. I've just got to have it. And the realtor told me that they got multiple bids. And so in order for me to get it, I got to bid up high. And okay, that sounds good then, but if the market doesn't appreciate, again, like I said initially, you're in a ball of wax. That homeownership counselor will help level the playing field. Be your a good homeownership counselor will be your conscience and pull you back and help you to be able to say, it may look good, but nah, this is not for me right now.
And Muriel, you know, we're talking about first-time homeowners, but when I hear what you're saying, even for those of us, you know, who already own a home and may be looking to, you know, buy a new home or sell the home that we have, you know, what you're sharing, it sounds to me like you can never have enough information. You can never not be more as up to speed, rather. As necessary on the newness of what's going on in the market. So even if you're not a first-time homeowner, can you get into these kind of programs to be educated, or is that more you got to go to YouTube, you got to talk to folks, you got to talk to a Muriel to find out maybe some of the new things that are out there?
Many of the homeownership programs are not restricted to first-time home buyers. Mm-hmm. This whole thing, I'm saying remember, but you may say, Muriel, I'm not that old. when I came into the industry during the times of Frank Raines, for some people who've been in the industry for a while, and there was this whole thing on creating an opportunity for a certain percentage of the population to be homeowners. There was also this understanding that there was an education that was required, whether you be first-time homeowners or you have a home and you're looking to purchase a second home. I remember when the secretary, there was a secretary of HUD that came in, and he was like, he was an attorney, and he said, this HUD 1 document as an attorney is difficult to read and understand. We need to simplify the process. So Muriel, what's your point? Your point is these programs have been put in place to ensure that people have the knowledge to be able to understand all the nuances of the whole home ownership process. Because even for those of us that are homeowners, there are changes that have occurred. Are there changes in the relationship of what realtors can do and what realtors mm-hmm. can't do? All of this. And so the best time that you can spend is making sure that you surround yourself with subject matter experts. But also you need to test the water with those subject matter experts. Because one of the issues we also had during the foreclosure crisis is that individuals who were supposed to be trusted sources were actually creating havoc for those who were vulnerable. So check when you're going to someone, when you're doing the home ownership programs have certifications, and that's a safe place because they're certified, they're funded by third parties. They have to go through a checks and balance. And so you want to make sure that you're working with people that have been tested, tried and true. So others would say, as you're getting ready to make a decision for what's generally the most expensive thing on your balance sheet or where you've got the most assets that show up on your balance sheet.
Without a doubt, whether you're a first-time homeowner or reselling or looking to buy a second property, these are big purchases, important purchases. So we're going to keep talking about this and more with Muriel Garr, our financial advisor, but we're going to take a break. But don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment. You can hear it via podcast on WHUR.com, or you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. Again, this conversation will continue online and on Sirius XM channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. The Original Quiet Storm with Don Mons is next on 96.3 WHUR. Again, this is June Home Ownership Month, or at least Home Ownership Month is in June. And we're talking about home ownership, how to buy a home, how to sell a home, and how to make sure you watch your money. We'll be right back right after this quick timeout.